In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The matinal gospel that we'll read today, brothers and sisters, is the first one from St. John. And it's important to read these gospels, or any gospel, to learn. Not details of history and sorting those sorts of things out, but something good for your soul. What does this gospel have to teach you? That's what you should think. Not in so many words, but you should want to learn from that gospel that you're reading, whatever you're reading. Now, there's a lot of details about the resurrectional stories that are difficult to reconcile. It's very clear that Mary Magdalene, for instance, went to the tomb more than once. The evangelists remember details that are different, and none of that's really that important. What's important is what touches you. What stands out? What do you need to learn? So my effort in talking about these resurrectional gospels is not to give a full elucidation of everything in the text. That's for someone who has some university degree to write some book that somebody reads. But instead, to read the gospel as a Christian, searching for wisdom. So, on the first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early, it says, while it was yet dark. So that was just perhaps in the early morning of Sunday, before the rising of the sun, probably 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. So before then. Now, she was very brave. There were soldiers there. And those soldiers were ordered to guard the tomb, and she could have been killed just for showing up. But she didn't think about anything except she wanted to be at our Lord's tomb and weep for a dead man because she thought he was dead. Sometimes when you have great love, you don't consider the possibility of whether something's going to work. Your heart just tells you what you must do. And that's what she did. So she went while it was yet dark to weep at the tomb, probably. She saw the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. So what did she do? Well, perhaps many of us would immediately go in and explore and then go and tell people what we found. But Mary Magdalene, she was very humble. She had only, not that long ago, been possessed by 7 demons. So she was humble. And so she went to those in authority and to tell them about it. It says she ran and came to Simon Peter. Now that's an interesting detail. Simon Peter had only just denied the Lord 3 times. Everybody knew that he denied the Lord. And yet Mary Magdalene went to him immediately. Would that we would be so free of judgment that we would go to someone like this. I suppose many of us would think, oh, Simon Peter, he denied the Lord 3 times. He's lost his apostleship. In fact, we have hymns in the church in which Simon Peter is speaking. Of course, this is poetic, but he's speaking saying, will you make me again a fisher of the deep? Because there's no doubt that Simon Peter felt deeply unworthy of any apostolic calling after he denied the Lord. But Mary Magdalene went to him first, and also to St. John, who was with him. So they run to the sepulchre, and other things occur, and those are the details that are good to know, but I'll pass over them. But the what happened is they both ran to the sepulcher. St. John was younger and faster, so he got there first. But then Peter arrived, went in, and then St. John followed him, and they saw that the linen clothes were lying neatly folded, and that St. John comes in, and he believed. Now, for many years, I thought it meant he believed in the resurrection. But many of the fathers don't think that. They think it just was he believed what Mary Magdalene had said, that indeed the Lord had been taken away. Because he gives this parenthetical remark, and this is St. John speaking now, about himself. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. And I tell you, that is an amazing sentence there. There's great mystery in that. They knew not the scripture They knew lots of scriptures. They could quote scriptures that would talk about a resurrection. They were men who loved the scriptures, but they didn't know them. Why didn't they know them? What causes a man to know the scripture? You can only know the scripture if you know the one about whom the scripture is written about. And to know that one, you have to be like that one. There's a great mystery there. There's a lot of things we don't understand. But over time, God willing, we begin to understand them. There's a lot of things I wish I understood 30 years ago that I understand now. And I just didn't understand them. I didn't even know that I didn't understand them. I think the apostles, they didn't understand the scriptures because they just weren't ready to really know such a thing. They'd been told it over and over by the Lord. They'd read things. They knew this, the content of the scriptures. But they didn't understand them. So how do we understand them? By becoming like the Lord. So there's a great mystery in that line, that they knew not the scripture. There's one other thing I'd like to touch on, that the first day of the week, Mary comes, sees that the stone is rolled away, and the Lord is gone. In another place, one of the evangelists says the guards were lying dead with fright. The Lord rose from the dead and nobody saw him. I think there's a great mystery in that. There is great holiness in the world. There are people that are holy. There are people that commune with God. There are people that see angels. There are people whose prayers God chooses to obey because of their holiness. Do we see such people? In a room full of people, there might be one, but you wouldn't know it. Holiness is invisible. And even if it were visible, most of us don't have eyes to see it. So that's why I think the Lord rose from the dead without anyone seeing. Because holiness is something you must guard closely. And people can be very holy and we don't even notice. In fact, things happen where God's grace permeates us and shines forth in some way. And most of us don't even notice. Most of the time we don't notice. So there's great mystery in the Lord rising from the dead without anybody seeing. It happened, and yet nobody saw it. And in the same way, holiness, God's grace, is happening all around us, and we don't see it. And even when we have some inkling of it, we don't understand it because we're like the apostles, not fully purified yet, so that we know not the scripture. Oh, we understand it. Some of us know the scripture very well and can quote much of it, but we don't live it. So for that reason, we don't know it. So those are some of the things in this small selection from St. John that touch me when I read it. Perhaps other things touch you. Always read with the intention that God be in some way healing your soul by what you read. The blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.